time to take a look at sports, such as it is, with the sports news. Now, before we get into the sports news, and I don't mean to joke about this or anything like this, but tell me I'm not crazy. Tell me I'm not crazy for what I'm thinking. I feel very bad for the American athlete who is in a Russian jail going to court on drug charges. I feel it's horrible. She's far away from home, far away from friends and family and probably proper legal advice. But the question I have, if I was going to Russia, an American citizen, especially right now, with the tensions between the countries, would I go into that country carrying illegal drugs and then be surprised at being arrested and being held? Just think about this for a second. This was a colossal, monumental error she made. And she got caught. And she got caught with two countries going at one another diplomatically right now. And I feel terrible for her. I do. But who in their right mind, I don't care if you're a famous actor, actress, if you're a famous athlete, who in their right mind goes into Russia carrying contraband, and then when you're caught, be surprised? Am I crazy for thinking that? And like I said, I wish no harm to her. I hope that they can negotiate her release so she can come back to this country and maybe have learned just an unbelievably tough lesson. But to come right down to it, you can't blame Russia on this. You can't. You have to blame yourself as an individual for making a very, very poor decision. I've been thinking about this, and I know that I'm going to get some flack for saying it. But it's true. I mean, I've done things in my life that were stupid. And 99% of the times, I didn't get caught. But after the time I got caught and had to pay a price, I learned my lesson. I never, ever, ever crossed that line again. It wasn't anything significant, but still. And I was much younger, much, much younger. You know, I was like, 22, very young. But anyway, I hope she can get back home. I hope she returns home safely. I hope that something can be worked out. But, you know, I just been saying, I've had this on the back of my mind. I've had to speak about it. Who in their right mind at this particular time, being an American, on top of everything, who would do this anytime? Who would carry an illegal substance into another country anytime? But especially Russia, especially now, especially an American, and then be surprised at what happened. All right. That's a little commentary there. Some other sports news as we await the Yankees and Mets series. Two things really bore me now. The Yankees Red Sox games and the Yankees Mets game. They should have just once or twice a year, one home game for each of them. It's just too much. It's like watching a sequel that never ends. Never ends. Must be, I'm showing my age. I'm complaining about everything this morning. The Ravens' Lamar Jackson is facing criticism from anonymous NFL coaches. He's just too inconsistent throwing the ball. Well. Kyrie Irving, he plans to play in Brooklyn with or without Kevin Durant. Do we care about that right now, or can we wait till basketball season? Let's wait till the season. I've got a response to my comments about the American basketball player. But I can't get to it right now. Sorry about that. Can't get to it right now. Terry says, you are assuming that the cannabis oil was not planted in her baggage. Her admission may well have been a strategic flip. She pleaded not guilty. Terry, there was just a report today that somebody said she was taking hash oil medically. Doesn't matter. You report it to the Russians as you're going in. Sorry, Terry. You cannot go into Russia carrying something that's illegal. And we'll see. Terry says, well, maybe it was planted in her. Maybe it was planted. Maybe it was. But you can't always turn around and blame the Russians. You have to let it play back, get her back here, and find out the truth. But it seems like she was carrying that cannabis oil, according to people that know her. So it's too bad. It's a horrible situation, and I hope it gets rectified, and I hope she learns from what has happened. All right. With that being said, let's go to Major League Baseball. And like I said, Yankees and Mets will tee it up. They'll start their Subway Series. Yesterday, let's hear it for the Red Sox. They got a win. They down Cleveland 3-1. How about Baltimore? They lose 2 out of 3 to the Yankees and bounce right back and beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Yes, Terry, I know. I'm making an assumption that I shouldn't make. But it's not an assumption, not when somebody comes out and talks about the fact that she had that on her. But anyway, I digress. We're past the All-Star break. And we are waiting for the playoffs really to take shape. We don't really want to rush it, but I'm enjoying baseball this year. Even the Yankees have their ups and downs, ins and outs, and stuff like that. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it for Judge, who placed a bet on himself at the beginning of the year. Placed a bet on himself. Wouldn't accept the contract. And off he goes. And right now is in the middle of an all-star season. An all-star season. Leading the majors in homers and RBIs. On base. I mean, it's just everything. Carrying the Yankees on his back. On his back. All right, that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.